The woman led him into the sitting room, I tagging along behind. They sat on the bench. I picked out a chair that wasn't in line with the window.
"You are hurt."
"I don't know all that happened," he said. "One of them crowned me, and I didn't wake up till a couple hours afterwards." He grinned with a sort of shamefaced delight. I saw that what I had taken for a swelling in one cheek was only a big hunk of chewing tobacco.
"Did you see each one of those men?" she asked.
"There was not a younger man, tall and thin?"
"Nope, there was only two of them."
She frowned and chewed her lip. Billy looked sidewise at me, a look that said, "Beat it." The woman caught the glance.
"Do not become jealous of Jerry."
Billy shifted his chew to the scratched cheek and bunched his shoulders.
"Well, tell your fat friend, I don't like him."
That was plain enough. A row was coming. I grinned at his red face and suggested to the woman solemnly, "I think if you dip him in bluing, he'd come out the same color as the other pup." And silly as that was, it served. Billy reared up on his feet and curled his paws into fists.
"Me and you'll take a walk," he decided. "Out where there's space enough."
I got up, pushed my chair back a foot.
"If you're close enough, there's room enough."
It was fists at first. He started it by throwing his right at my head. I went in under it and gave him all I had in a right and left to the belly. He swallowed his chew of tobacco, but he didn't bend. Few big men are as strong as they look. Billy was. He didn't know anything at all. His idea of a fight was to stand up and throw fists at your head. Right, left, right, left. There was room enough for me to go in and out. I did that. I hammered his belly. I thumped his heart. I mauled his belly again. Every time I hit him, he grew an inch, gained a pound, and picked up another horsepower. I don't fool when I hit, but nothing I did to this human mountain, not even making him swallow his hunk of tobacco, had any visible effect on him. But I wasn't discouraged. He couldn't stand it forever. I got out of his way when he closed in and let him have something to remember on the back of the neck. The woman's dusky face showed over Billy's shoulder as he straightened up. Her eyes were shiny behind their heavy lashes, and her mouth was open to let white teeth gleam through. Billy got tired of boxing after that and turned the set to into a wrestling match with trimmings. I was underneath when we tumbled down on the floor and began rolling around. 3 times I put a scissors on him. His body was too big for my short legs to clamp around. Nothing I knew was any good against this monster. He was out of my range. I was satisfied to spend all that was left of my strength trying to keep him from crippling me and waiting for a chance to outsmart him. He threw me around a lot. Then my chance came. I was flat on my back with everything but one or two of my most centrally located intestines squeezed out. Kneeling astride me, he brought his big hands up to my throat and fastened them there. That's how much he didn't know. You can't choke a man that way. Not if his hands are loose, and he knows a hand is stronger than a finger. I laughed in his purple face and brought my own hands up. Each of them picked one of his little fingers out of my flesh. I was all in, and he wasn't, but no man's little finger is stronger than another's hand. I twisted them back. They broke together. He yelped. I grabbed the next, the ring fingers. One of them snapped. The other was ready to pop when he let go. Jerking up, I butted him in the face. I twisted from between his knees. We came on our feet together. The doorbell rang. Fight interest went out of the woman's face. Fear came in. Her fingers picked at her mouth.
"Ask who's there," I told her.
Who is there?"
"Mrs. Keel,"
came from the corridor, the words sharp with indignation.
"You will have to stop this noise immediately. The tenants are complaining."